Monday, May 3rd, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In the Evening Prayer Hymn. The eternal gifts of Christ the King, the Apostles' glory, let us sing, and all with hearts of gladness raise, do hymns of thankful love and praise. Their faith in Christ the Lord prevailed, their hope a light that never failed, their love ablaze o'er pathways trod, to lead them to the eternal God. In them the Father's glory shone, in them the will of God the Son, in them exalts the Holy Ghost, through them rejoice the heavenly host. To thee, Redeemer, now we cry, that thou wouldst join to them on high, thy servants who this grace implore, forever and forevermore. Amen. Now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. Philip, whoever sees me, sees my Father also. Alleluia. Psalm 116, verses 10 through 19. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted.
How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful.
Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. And
Philip, whoever sees me, sees my Father also. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Now you both know him and see him. Alleluia. Psalm 126. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our lips there were songs.
The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad.
Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap.
They go out full of tears, carrying seeds for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Now you both know him and see him. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, if you love me, says the Lord, keep my commandments. Alleluia. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight.
He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved.
In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us.
God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ.
A plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him in the heavens and on earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, if you love me, says the Lord, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. And our reading for this Monday night is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Christ gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect man who is Christ come to full stature. And our responsory, Tell all the nations how glorious God is. Alleluia, alleluia.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is. Alleluia, alleluia.
Make known his wonders to every people.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is. Alleluia, alleluia.
And now the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. If you live in me, and my words live in you, all you ask for will be yours. Alleluia. Now the Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, if you live in me and my words live in you, all you ask for will be yours. Alleluia. And our intercessions. My brothers, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for his holy people and say, be mindful of your church, O Lord. Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead.
We ask you to make us his witnesses to the farthest corners of the world.
Let us pray.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord.
You sent your Son to preach the good news to the poor.
Help us to preach this gospel to every creature.
Let us pray. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to sow the seed of unending life.
Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest.
Let us pray. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to reconcile all men to you through his blood.
Help us all to work towards achieving this reconciliation.
Let us pray. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Your Son sits at your right hand in heaven.
Let the dead enter your kingdom of joy.
Let us pray.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord.
Now let's gather all of our prayers and petitions into one, saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. God, our Father, every year you give us joy on the festival of the apostles Philip and James. By the help of their prayers, may we share in the suffering, death, and resurrection of your only Son, and come to the eternal vision of your glory. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us, bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.